This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Ramble.
Bullshit! Welcome to Guilty Pleasures. It was either that or did Princess Sophia want to come out?
Ew, disgusting. Sophia? Disgusting.
Welcome to the Guilty Pleasures, the show that loves what it loves. I'm your host this week because fuck Zach Kornfeld out on vacation.
He wants to go see Olivia Rodrigo.
And I'm just reminding you, in case you've already forgotten, Zach obviously did. She's coming to LA on my birthday.
Yeah, that's the one that Sequoia is going to.
Well, it has now become my birthday.
Yeah, okay, there it is. There it is. That's the one at the Forum, right?
Don't make any plans. Yeah,
that's going to be great.
You're going, right? If Sequoia's going.
No. She's taking her niece.
You were outbid.
I was outbid.
That makes sense.
That was a bigger thing for her niece.
Yeah,
for
that makes sense. Well, nothing is bigger here today than the movie we're talking about, because guess what? It's the 20-year anniversary of Matthew McConaughey and Kate Hudson's rom-com classic. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Wow.
I was so fucking hype. I thought maybe you did this because it was like Valentine's Day, Rainey, or like the
Is
month
that it?
Of love.
Is that why?
No. I was just like, how have we not done this?
Yeah.
It's still February when this comes out, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I think we should do like rom-com month.
We should do rom-com month because I fucking love a rom-com. Yeah. I think that that is one of the best comedic genres.
Whoa.
Of movie where it's just like, okay, so I'm watching this as a comedy and it's like, sure, but if there is no love angle to it or no relationship angle to it, then a lot of people, in my opinion, check out. I mean, I guess you would bar The Hangover from that as far as like big
yeah
comedies.
Straight comedies.
Yeah, because even enough. Deadpool had a love story. Superbad had a love story.
Superbad did have a love story. That one always strikes me as coming of age, though. Slapstick coming of age.
I think that the coming of age is fine. The coming of age comparison is fine, but I think that the love story is between the two of them. I've said that multiple times.
You've said
that
so many times.
So many times.
It's
always between the bros.
I'm going to ask something that Zach always forgets to do in this podcast. What's your personal connection to this movie, Rick and Rainey?
To 10 Things I Hate About?
No, this is How to Lose a Guy.
I watched the wrong one. No, I'm kidding.
You almost put a Kelsey. I double-checked the text thread twice, though, to make sure. Because I've never seen 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yeah.
I refuse to. It's been too long now.
Yeah.
But I can't.
I love 10 Things I Hate About You.
Okay. How about How to Lose a Guy?
This is my first time seeing it.
What?
This is my first time seeing it. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you love it?
No, Gary, you don't have to.
Two
white women on a rom-com for the rest of the hour. Are you emotionally okay?
I am emotionally okay. I just didn't believe them.
Oh my god.
I just gagged unironically.
So
I literally think they have some of the best chemistry that I've
ever seen
in my life.
Have you ever seen Fool's Gold?
Huh?
Have you ever seen Fool's Gold?
No.
Get the fuck. How are you going to sit here and say you love rom-coms?
I do love rom-coms.
And you don't. First of all, you hadn't seen the greatest.
You haven't
of all
seen
time.
10 Things I Hate About You.
Whatever.
That's a rom-com.
Is it?
Yeah.
I know. Is it?
Saving of the Shrew.
Yeah, but I feel like it's less feel good than this one.
This is pure.
Like, that one's
kind
of coming of age.
Okay. So, from a woman's perspective and angle on a heteronormative relationship, this is probably fine. From a man's perspective, watching a woman bring a man through the ringer, I'm like, it was nails on a chalkboard for me.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, to watch this, not this poor man. Of course, he had his wants and all that stuff. Yeah. But like the whole time, her doing the baby voice,
I was
literally like crying. What is it? Screaming, crying, throwing up.
Oh my god, that's the name of my new book.
Great. Great.
That is so funny. I never thought about it from a man's perspective.
From a man's
you know what? I apologize.
It's I'm not gonna say it's a bad movie, but I definitely have my thoughts.
Okay,
you know?
Okay, I'm gonna keep that in mind.
Yeah,
thank you, Heather.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Rainey,
it was a
what's
lot for
yours?
Me.
I feel like you probably have a similar vibe to me, even though you're 25 years younger than me.
Yeah, I just watched it. I remember vividly in college watching it for the first time and being like, "This is so good." I love Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
You can't tell me this wasn't the McConaissance at his prime.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. Yeah. No. God, no. McConaissance started at Dallas Buyers Club.
Oh, you're saying like his actual acting career.
No.
I'm talking purely aesthetics. that southern charm.
It's the voice. Yeah. I just want to hear him on repeat. Like, I just want to marry a southern man. I think that Matthew McConaughey is in love with Kate Hudson.
Yes.
And he doesn't know how to handle it. I can't believe you didn't believe that.
The one that got away.
You didn't believe that love. Yeah.
Okay, well, if any of you bozos been living underground, hadn't seen this movie until today.
I'm sorry. Excuse me.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days is a really funny romp in through rom-com land where you have Kate Hudson plays Andy Anderson, the journalist for, what's it called, Complexion or...
I do take issue with that. We got to get into that.
She's their how-to writer, and she's pitched a new idea. I'm going to teach you how to lose a guy in 10 days. So basically,
these are all the things you shouldn't do.
Yes. Like, here's what the problem with all of our readers are. They put out too soon. They fall in love too quickly. I'm going to show you with this formula exactly how to lose a guy in 10 days. Whoopsie-doopsie, switcheroo-ski. You hate to see when it happens. Oh, gosh. Little did she know, the man she picked to do this article on has his own bet within his own company, with his own pals, that if he can make a woman fall in love with him in 10 days time for the big meeting that they need to pitch to some fucking diamond company, who cares, that he can make any woman fall in love with him in 10 days. And he has to prove that to his boss in order to close the deal. Of course they meet. Of course now they are up against each other. Yeah. This is How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Yeah. Should be called
I fucking
How to Lose.
Love this movie. What did you say?
I said it should be called How to Lose.
That's what they shorthand.
What's up?
Are you anti-Kate Hudson in this?
No. So, my older brother went to high school with her, with Kate Hudson.
Oh, TTT.
No. There's no T at all.
T?
She was...
Little T?
I think she was a very nice person to him.
She's a rock and roll... She's a kid of rock and rollers. Like, I feel like she has to be cool.
Yeah, she's like a normal person, even though she's like... born into wealth.
Yeah.
But my brother was at Crossroads, and so like any Crossroads kids, every time I hear about them, I like have
Crossroads,
like
the vegan kitchen?
Yes, the vegan kitchen.
What do you say?
Out in Melrose, on Melrose.
That's one of my favorite restaurants.
Yeah. That's where he went to high school. Yes.
The place he went to was called Crossroads.
Yeah, it's called Crossroads.
Gotcha.
It's where like a bunch of celebrities go, right?
That's where the celebrities send their kids. Yeah.
And then little did he know, he had a brother that was one. You didn't go there?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
No.
Why not?
My mom, my brother had such a terrible experience. And so, he didn't. So every time I hear about a Crossroads kid, I like look at, or I like ask him, I was like, hey, who, what's was this person vibe? Nice to you? And he's like, yeah.
I remember this movie being like the gold standard of cool girl. Like, this movie opens on Kate Hudson, who is like a fucking single, successful writer for this hot magazine, but she really wants to write about politics because that's where her real passion is. She's so hot. She can't write about lipstick and shoes. Yeah. She's got to find the fucking passion for war and
policy. It is so funny because this is the early 2000s where every man is a ad executive and every woman is a budgeting writer.
Yeah. I'm also like, that job is incredibly hard to get. Like, they're actually like, it's like lame, but it's like she works at Cosmo as a writer.
As a writer.
She's doing well.
Yeah, she's like a junior executive writer as well, right? Or something like that. So she's like, or junior editor. I'm sorry. So this is also like the same, kind of the same setup or like job as Devil Wears Prada, isn't it?
I was just going to say, it reminded me so much of Devil Wears Prada, but added with a butt feed twist. Like that part in the beginning where the women all meet in the circle and they're like, all right, everyone, let's take a deep breath. What stories do you have? What are you going through? Oh, personal trauma. Let's mine that for clicks. Use it. And I was like, oh my God.
It's always been that.
Yeah.
It's like nobody's, that shit isn't new.
No.
Taking young people's trauma and putting it on for
art
the public.
And culture. And,
it's not new at all.
Yeah. And so, you know, you've got like ultimate cool girl, Kate Hudson, who's like, I'm so hot, I'm gonna fucking get any guy I want tonight. We're going out to a bar in New York City, getting martinis. I'm gonna pick a guy out of the crowd, make him my bitch, and then be the worst fucking person imaginable.
So, and she fucking succeeds to the point where I hated her.
Okay, let's talk about through some of the things, and then I want to ask you two a personal question because I couldn't stop thinking about this watching this movie.
Yeah, fair enough.
Some of the things she does is she ropes him in by being like this hot, sexy, she loves sports, she's a cool girl who fucking loves the Knicks.
From New York.
And she gets him like second row tickets to playoff games, and then with a minute left, game one or two, she goes, Benny, can you give me a soda? I'm really thirsty. He's like, all right, baby, hold on 1 second. The clock's almost down. Let me just wait for this man to get out. Please, Benny, I'm really thirsty. Please, I need a soda. No ice, no ice. And he's like, all right, you want it right now? All right, I'll go get it. And then he goes and gets her a soda.
He comes back
with a couple seconds left in the game. She goes, it's not diet. It's not diet, Benny. I need a diet soda.
Yeah.
And then he has to run back up, misses the big shot of the game.
Yeah.
Boom. That's the beginning of the end.
Yeah.
I start to think. But no, that's not enough to lose a guy.
No.
So next, what does she do? She starts calling his penis baby names.
Yeah.
So Princess, comes up with
what?
Princess Sophia.
Princess Sophia.
So funny.
And my favorite thing is he retorts with, no, you need to call it something manly like Spike.
Spike, yep.
Butch.
Yep.
Or Kronk, King of...
Kroll?
Kroll, King of the Palisades. What is he called?
King of the...
I wrote it down.
The Viking King or something.
The Viking King. It was Kroll, the Warrior King.
The Warrior King.
Have you ever had a name for your penis?
No.
Has anyone tried to name your penis?
No. What, are you walking around naming dicks?
I think once you're seeing a certain thing for a while, you develop a personal relationship to it, sans the human attached, you know? Like you have a one-on-one. You see eye to eye quite literally with that thing.
Okay,
after a while, you feel like you have a friendship.
Okay, so you're like eye to eye, and you're like, all right, let's do this little chuck. Yes. And then you're like, and then he here is like, what was that?
And you're like, nothing. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about
this
it.
Me and little Chuck talking.
Yeah, we're talking.
Goddamn business.
Don't worry about it. Me and Chuck.
But I thought that, I was like, that's not bad at all. I do that. Is that why I'm still thinking?
But you don't call it Princess Sophia.
Yeah, fair.
That's like, that's a lot.
So we've got things like that. Then she starts bringing stuff over to his house, starts taking over his place, crashes guys' night.
That's when I crossed over. My biggest pet peeve
Ooh?
Is an unwanted guest. I do not like people knowing where I live, and I do not like people like saying, hey, I'm downstairs. Do you mind if I come up?
Why are they coming up?
I had a partner like my first real like long-term girlfriend would do that shit all the time, and
just
I would be
show
like
up?
Just show up.
Oh,
and I was living at home. That's the other thing. This is my parents' house.
Oh, that's doubly bad.
So it's just like,
I would probably lose my shit if somebody did that.
Yeah.
I'd be like, don't. I can't
do that.
Hanging out by myself.
It's also serial. It gives serial killer vibes.
It gives it a little bit
where you're like, I just feel like that's an unwritten rule of also dating.
Yeah.
Is you don't just show up to someone's place ever.
Yeah.
Especially if you're in an open relationship, because that can get
rushy. Really bad.
That can get sticky fast. If you just show up.
But I feel like all the things that she was doing though were very like, she was very self-aware about them. Like she was choosing these stereotypes of women, which I don't know if it actually was self-aware or if it was just doing the stereotypes of women.
I think
it was both, right? She knew it was bad,
right? I think my like main I guess complaint with them as a whole is that we never like really got to see them for real.
When
shines
she goes to
through
visit his parents' house.
I wrote it down. That's an hour and 13 in.
Dog, by the way, just not to cut you off, but this movie was an hour and 56 minutes.
Yeah.
This is 2003, y'all.
Yeah.
There was not a rom-com over 90
minutes
ever. I was like, this is like, low-key amazing. I was very excited and happy. But I was like, you must have been feeling tortured.
Yeah. I was tortured. I was like,
too long.
I was like, when are they going to start falling, because he already was, in my opinion, because he's just like, I mean, I can make anybody fall in love with me. It doesn't, you know, he was never, she was never showing signs of liking him for
in
real
the beginning.
In the beginning.
He did.
And he was never showing signs of not liking her. And so, like, that's where I was just like, I don't believe, I'm sure I believe them together, but I don't believe
you gotta watch Fool's Gold. You gotta
Fool's Gold. Yeah. Okay.
Also, you gotta just see Fool's Gold. Okay. Like, how have you not, how have you, with as much as you travel, like, not being in, like, a hotel with TNT, just, like, back to back to back playing this fucking, these movies?
Yeah, I should. Yeah. I should
just
definitely.
It's a classic feel good, like, Friday night, pop it in.
That, I think it's because a lot of the, like, the hotels don't have, like, for real, like, channels anymore. And
that's
so.
True. What is that? What
I don't,
is that
I don't
about?
Know. They're just like, oh, just stream it from Netflix. I know you have it. Put it on there.
They
you
make
know?
Me sign in, and then I'm like, what fucking Joe Schmo is using my account
exactly.
Philly like forever and ever.
Right. I never do it. And so I just wind up just being watching something on my computer or whatever.
Why don't hotels buy their own Netflix?
Yeah, get your own fucking Netflix.
Dog, you guys got so much money.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
Yeah. It could be like a Netflix apartment or whatever. Or a Netflix hotel. It's just like we have it. That could be something that
we're
that offering.
There's a business deal that Netflix would make with
them.
Like for
absolutely.
A number of rooms.
Guys, are we fucking like wheeling and dealing on behalf of Hilton Honors?
I
like
think
what
so.
Are we doing?
I think
like why haven't they done this yet?
Yeah, I don't want to fucking sign in. Also, the act of signing in is a lot. I'm sorry, we're getting off track.
I would gladly devote another 5 to 10 on this, but Zach will kill us. But I agree.
Yeah.
Make it the fucking QR code. Make it where I just scan it with my phone and boom, we're
I'm
linked.
On.
Start my next episode of Six Nations, baby. You watch rugby?
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I've heard about this documentary.
Rugby?
It's a doc series. I'm a professional rugby
watcher. Now you're a rugby watcher.
Now I'm a rugby watcher.
Yeah, I gotta fucking
Our watch. Athletes are trash.
Yeah.
It's
rugby
a hot
players,
sport. Yeah.
Gods.
They're good.
Yeah.
It's not what this movie's about. Okay, moving on. Okay,
but
so she starts
girl.
To get fucking crazy.
I will say, though, to your point, I think that what I got from it was they're doing the same thing. They're like two sides of the same coin.
Yeah.
So they're both stubborn. They're both smart. They're both like professionals.
But
New York
isn't
City.
Isn't that the like... I was trying to figure out what is it about this rom-com that has had such longevity and a resurgence on... I don't know if you've seen this on TikTok.
Yeah. People on TikTok are loving it. And Kate Hudson is like, I guess I'll speak about it.
That's funny.
She's like, my son is that age. But okay. Like, it's blown up on TikTok recently where people are reenacting the You're So Vain scene at each other.
Yeah.
And then they
singing.
Also like lip sync some of the lines and stuff. But what I think the fun about what makes this movie so great so many years later is what a lot of rom-coms do, which is that the audience is in on both secrets.
Yeah.
We feel like we're watching her have this secret where she's acting crazy, but we know she's not. And then when we're not on her side, we're watching him put up with all this shit over and over again, but he really fucking wants the deal. And so like, it's an interactive experience.
Yeah. That's kind of what I was getting at, where like her whole thing is coming up with like crazy things to get somebody to leave you, where it's just like, this is insane. You're doing a lot.
This
is how to lose a person in 10 days. Not even a guy.
This is like, how to get a restraining order.
This is a restraining order for sure. Yeah. Showing up unannounced, having a dog pee on a poker table, all of that
so
stuff.
Yeah.
Going to couples therapy and then inviting yourself over to my parents' gathering over the Hudson or whatever river they're at. Like, that shit is insane.
Yeah.
Right?
But really, this. Yeah. I could not stop thinking about those Netflix experiment love shows where it's like
Love is Blind.
Love
that
is Blind.
That right now.
All of that shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't started the new season. Is it good?
Yeah.
Okay. Where they microwave the shit out of relationships.
Yeah.
They put people in these insane scenarios where it's like, if you hang out with anyone for 10 days straight, don't you think you're going to develop a feeling about them, whether it's love, hate, lust, annoyance?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I But I also like thought that they were and should have been good together, you know, like that, like all of those things that they were into matched.
They love sports together.
Yeah. And I think
they're both
that
workaholics.
They're both workaholics and they both are love their job enough to make the same level of bet.
Yes.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know. And what else do they have in common?
They're hot.
They're both hot.
So hot.
They're both attractive.
That's really, I think, half the movie. It's just like, I just love
just
watching
that
them.
Scene, and I know you know which one I'm talking about. Them in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Very attractive.
I mean, I will say though, I think the reason that I don't feel bad for him when you're talking, she's
I don't feel bad for her.
Okay. Yeah, because I am like, she was going so far because he wasn't breaking up with her, and he wasn't breaking up with her because he was using her. Like, she's using him, but he's using her too.
Each other.
So yeah, they're using each
it's
other.
It's like, you know, she's only being that crazy because of his bet, really.
Yeah.
So my question that I was pondering on the way over here is, what you two are the craziest fucking things you've ever done in a relationship? And don't lie!
The craziest things I've ever done in a relationship?
Yes, like, what's the most batshit, crazy, insane thing you've ever done in a relationship? I gotta know. I'll start.
Yeah. Okay.
God, what haven't I done? I think, like, as bad bitch, independent, single, like, woman that I've projected my brand my entire life, I've had a big reckoning come to Jesus, like, my last breakup boot camp thing I went to and, like, writing this breakup book, that, like, I enjoy companionship. Yep. Like, not because I am trying to fill a void, but because I think I thrive better with the stability of, like, a supportive partner.
Yeah.
And so that has caused me to seek support in places that are not so great. So I'll tell you two cuckoo stories.
Yeah.
One was that I was dating a comic and I knew he was fucking lying to me about where he was. Like, he would tell me he was going home, but I was like, I fucking know. He's out at the club, which I don't know why he wouldn't just tell me unless he was up to some shady shit at the club. Because I was in comedy. It's not like, why wouldn't you just tell me?
The club being like the comedy club?
The comedy club.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. The comedy clubs. And so one night when he fucking told me he was at home, I said, watch this. I was in my pajamas. I was in my slippers. I drove my car to the improv. And I fucking could see him in through the window. And I don't know what it proved, but I just, like, I was pissed at him lying to me, saying that he, so I called him and I see him look at his phone and he, like, ignores his call and texts me and he's like, I'm just falling asleep. And I said, bitch. And I fucking walked in there, which was like his place of work. And I fucking lost. And he was talking to like three hot girls, but like, who cares? That didn't bother me. I was like, go ahead, girlfriends. I lost my shit at him in front of like all of his comic friends, in front of like people that booked him and shit. And I was like, I don't even give a fuck. You're just dumb and annoying and a liar.
Yeah.
And we didn't last, obviously. And I don't feel bad about it.
You kept dating after that?
Yeah, dude.
Wow. Why?
Because I was 20.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
I didn't fucking know any better. That was probably the craziest thing I'd ever done. The second craziest thing I'd ever done was, now that I'm saying, like, showing up somewhere unannounced is psychotic, I've realized I've done that.
You do that. You do that a lot.
So the other craziest thing I ever did was, I showed up at a lover's house when he wouldn't answer the phone to me, and I showed up and he was with another girl. And was like, bitch, you owe me a conversation. Like, you have to talk to me. And he said, okay, just wait here while I go drive this girl home. And then I threw up in his front yard, tacos all over his yard.
That's hilarious. Okay. That's a
good
one.
Beat that, bitches.
That's a good one.
Fucking crazy.
No, fucking
crazy. Don't ignore me. I'll fucking yak in your yard.
Yeah.
I'm going to come.
Were you guys official at that point? Or was he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, like, I'd been together a year.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I pick real winners, don't I?
Yeah, you do.
Come on, spill.
Okay, this has made me think of actually so many things. But
Rainey, what the fuck are you
Rainey's
doing?
Like, wait a minute. I'm crazy.
They're not. Yeah. I mean, they're not.
We're
like,
not talking about this movie. I'm sorry.
They're not insane, but I mean, showing up to places, this isn't even me. I'll get to me later, but I remember in college, I was friends with this girl who was dating two people.
Sassy.
She goes to, well, they didn't know each other, okay. So it was like a little.
It was a little bad. Got
yeah.
It.
And she went to this frat party and I was there, and she spent the whole night kind of trying to like not get caught by either of them, but hang out.
It was
like
at the same house.
It was crazy. And then eventually she was like, I have to go. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you've got to get the fuck out of there.
Holy
yeah,
shit. That is ballsy.
It was wild. Yeah. The craziest, I mean, I think in high school there was this guy who, it was like, we went on this like service trip, which is like canceled now, or like, I mean, it's canceled, but okay. So I sat next to him in math.
Okay.
My junior year, his senior year.
Okay.
And then he moved seats. Like, it was like, it wasn't formal, like you had to sit there, but we were always sitting next to each other. And then he moved seats, and I was like, what the fuck? And so then after that, he was really weird to me. We went on this trip, didn't talk to me. Like, I would join like the circle that he was in, and then he'd wait 2 minutes and then leave. And then I was on the bus going to the airport, and this girl was like, yeah, he says that like he thinks you have a crush on him, so to protect you, he decided to stop talking to you.
Ew.
I know. So then,
did you have a crush on him though?
Well,
yeah, he could feel it.
Is that sweet? I don't know.
No, you should definitely. I mean, he's a child. Yeah. He's a child. So it's just like, I gotta.
He's an avoidant attachment.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's very like admirable of him to be like, he doesn't want to protect you.
But I don't
you
want
think
that.
That's admirable?
It's self-aware for a child to do that, for somebody who is like, you said Whoa. Sixth, what grade? What?
Well, he was a senior in high school.
Oh, in high school.
Okay.
I thought this was middle school.
Like, he didn't sit next to me in math class.
Yeah, I heard sit next.
Sixth grade.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Oh, this is a high school student.
We had different speeds of puberty.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I was definitely late bloomer. But then I walked by him in the plane and I was seething. Sat down next to my friend. Then we had to get off the plane because it was like some plane thing. And then
that's how planes work.
Yeah, it was like delayed or something. And my friend was like, just go talk to him. Like, say something to him. So I went up to him in front of all of his friends and I was like, I heard that you think I have a crush on you, and I don't.
Oh, yeah, Rainey. You lie straight to his face.
Those are the types of like situations. Those are the types of situations that literally I would rather die. You know, like, I would rather jump out of the plane.
That happening to you in high school
would ruin my fucking life.
You'd still be in therapy today.
I'd still be in therapy.
That is your worst nightmare.
Yeah, there have been like two or three times where I told someone I had a crush on someone else, and then they like, it got back to them, and then they're like, oh my God, I actually, as loud as humanly possible, I don't have a crush on you at all. I heard about this. I'm just going to like move away or like sit over here, sit in the front of the bus and all that shit.
What did you do?
Cry when I got home. I don't know, but this is like, this isn't high school, but
what did he do?
Well, I mean, and I will say, I was saying, I heard that you think I have a crush on you.
Uh-huh.
Right. So not like, oh, I heard you have a crush on me and I'm not interested.
Sure. Yeah, no, you're like, just in case you motherfucking thought.
Yeah.
I don't
take a step back. Just,
and what did
relax.
He do?
I've heard he still talks about it.
See what the fuck I'm talking about?
And I do feel bad.
Yeah.
But on the other
of
hand,
of course he still talks about it. That is, you ruined his life. That's the craziest thing.
God, but if because you think it's about not it, in context of him, he's had a girl come up to him and be like, I don't like
you. I don't fucking like you. And you're like, what the fuck did I do? I didn't know it was going to have this reaction. I was trying to do like
trying to be quiet about it. I'm just slightly moving away from her.
I'm just going to go over here and sit over here, man, because I feel like...
Rainy, you're cold as ice, and I fucking love it.
But hope he's doing well. I heard he's dating someone.
We don't hold any resentment at all.
Of course he still talks about it.
Step up to the plate.
I don't have any... Because I'm a fucking... Like, I don't have anything.
You've
like,
never done anything crazy. You've never called someone 27 times in a row. You've never fucking... begged, pleaded for someone to get back with you.
I begged and pleaded. What the fuck? Yeah, like I think it was the first relationship
we got to throw it all away
for a while. Yeah,
that whole
just throw the whole relationship away.
Yeah, first relationship can be.
Yeah, it was a lot. There was a time when I first moved out of my parents' place, and I just wanted to like try again, and then she just wouldn't pick up my calls, and I called like. Probably like 20 times. Yeah, it was bad. And she picked it up. She picked it up. She picked it up one time.
Oh no! And, she gave you a little
and
bit.
She just like kind of yelled. She was just like, "I can't. You got to stop calling me. I'm not. I'm waiting for something else. And you keep on calling me. I'm gonna fucking block your number if you call again."
Oh, she was like, "My dentist is trying to call to confirm my appointment."
It was like something
calling?
With her mom. I remember. Oh. Yeah. That was going on, and that will weigh on me for. And this was 10 years ago.
Holy
so that'll
shit.
Weigh on me for the rest of my life for sure.
And so, do you think you'll ever do that again?
No.
Right? Like it just takes, no. It just takes yeah. once.
Yeah, it just takes one time, one slap of the hand. And yeah. I think, yeah, that's about the craziest thing. Other things have been like in middle school, trying to get two people to like me at once.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And that didn't work out.
Was it your friend that was dating two people?
Yeah. I know what that is. I know what that feels like. This
Damn.
Was so there was that there was that time, and then there was a time when I was, we are definitely not talking about this
no,
movie.
I'll get back to it. Don't
okay.
worry.
I'm really invested though.
Yeah,
I know.
There was a time I think it was like right at, like before this really that first relationship, when I was just kind of like, oh wow, I can use these powers for evil a little bit, and
he says with a grin,
yeah, I felt yeah. pretty good about
yeah,
myself,
sure.
And it was there was three girls at church. So there was one,
not the church
that's
girls.
The fucking church girls. There was two at the church, and then one that I went to high school with that started going because she was friends with my cousin, and they all showed up at one. Like, usually they don't. Like, you know,
no.
you're at church. She's
oh,
like,
no.
So sometimes somebody's there, sometimes they're not. And all three of them showed up on the same day.
Did you poop your pants?
I did shit my pants. Wow. I was like running around, and then my mom.
Oh my God.
My mom noticed this was happening, and then she told all the other like older people, all of her friends, that this was happening because she knew.
Mom!
I talked to my mom. And
That's
they
fucked
started
up.
They started laughing. They were like, "This is the funniest thing of all time." It's like, and then my mom would like pull me aside. Is like, "I know you're having the worst day of your life, aren't you? That's why you shouldn't do that to people."
You just reminded me about a time that a girl from another high school and I found out we were sleeping with the same dude,
yeah.
And we did something fucking crazy where I invited her over to my house, and I then invited him over. And so when he walked in, we were both standing there.
Damn.
And he thought it was so cool. He thought it was like, oh. Yeah, look at my two bitches hanging out together.
I would have closed the door and left.
Never moved out of that town.
I would have just left the town. Well, I would have moved to Hollywood.
Gone.
And used that to write a screenplay. Someone obviously did when they wrote this movie, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Hey, yeah. This is a stacked cast.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Can we talk about it?
Yeah.
First of all, Kate motherfucking Hudson, she was a hot fucking rom-com
she was it.
Queen.
She was it. Yeah.
Then she took a long break.
Took a hiatus, yeah.
Then she came back with Knives Out.
Oh, yeah.
Crushed it.
Yeah.
Because that was the first thing I did. I was like, where did she go?
Yeah.
What
she disappeared for a long time.
I think she the camera loves her.
Yeah.
The way that, like, Jennifer Lopez never looks bad. Like, you've never seen a bad angle of Jennifer Lopez.
It's just like her high cheekbones.
Oh,
like,
my God.
They're just so
the
cute.
Big laugh. She's got the, the teeth.
The dimples.
Yeah. She looks so comfy in front of camera. She's not afraid to look goofy. Mm-hmm. She's just it. You got Matthew McConaughey at
his peak.
At 33.
33.
Wow, that's
gentle to him.
Stop saying that's his peak. It's not.
Then we have, I forgot she was in this. I didn't realize it until I rewatched it. Catherine Hahn.
Catherine Hahn, yeah.
Comedic
God genius, yeah.
Is
fucking
plays
crazy.
The best friend, who also doubles as like a crazy batshit girl who does all the wrong things, which like she just thrives in a role like that.
Katie Hahn has been fucking, she's been killing for years.
Yeah. Just, Bad Moms was really where I remember being like, oh, she's funny.
Yeah. Like, I forget which one.
Somebody needs to let her have her own show, and then they gave her own show.
Yeah.
We also had Adam Goldberg in there and Thomas Lennon, who, if you don't recognize his name, you definitely recognize his face. He is in, what's that one with Paul Rudd and Jason Segel? I Love You, Man. He's in every movie ever, Thomas Lennon. You know what I'm talking about, Thomas Lennon?
I think so.
He's like fucking.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course.
He's
of course.
In Reno 911. 17 again. The
he's,
Odd Couple.
New
Balls of Fury.
New Boot Goofin'.
Who?
New boot goof. You have it. Everybody has been doing this shit on TikTok. I forget. I think I was talking about this last week, but everybody has been walking around being like, new boot goofing, and they're showing off their new shoes or showing off their new boots on TikTok.
I did get these recently.
New boot goofing. It's from Reno 911, the pilot, and it is him showing off his shoes.
See?
And he's fucking hilarious.
You definitely know this guy. But it's just a funny ass film. Like, it does make me giggle. It makes me cringe. It's one of those, you're rooting for them, even though they're absolutely doing the worst to each other.
Enemies to lovers.
Classic enemies to lovers.
It's like an ethical enemies to lovers, where it's like, oh no, I see why you guys don't like each other, but it's okay.
It's like not necessarily life ruining for the other person, and they both walk away better people because of it.
Yeah.
But my favorite is the classic scene that everybody knows and loves, is when she goes to visit his family on Long Island or wherever the fuck it is, and they're sitting outside and they're playing the game Bullshit. And that family scene just feels so real.
Yeah.
Like, that's good acting.
Yeah.
McConaughey's in his zone.
Yeah.
He's charming.
Yeah.
He's funny. It's just such a well-written scene.
Yeah.
I actually thought at that moment, I was like, okay, this is kind of a well-written movie.
Yeah, they're all like full of life, I think, with that entire scene, because every character has like a new thing. And then there's like the added little added element of like him being the winner, and then him being like the champion.
Yeah,
and like
his name's on the wall.
His name is on the wall, and then them cheating and all of this stuff, and that like plays into them not being able to read each other. Because I thought it was gonna go a different direction, where he was gonna get his ass beat because he really can't read her at all. You know, he can't read if she's like being this person or not. So he's reading her weird personality and not her actual personality, but them all like helping her to win because they loved her. And then the like little twist where he's like, oh, what about all the other girls he brings? He's like, you're the first girl we've ever met. And she's just like, oh fuck. Shit. Yeah. So that's when like, that's the hour and 13 minute that I like wrote down. And that's where she first starts falling. And I was like, oh, this could have been, I would have loved this if this was like pushed way the fuck up.
Yeah, I think they could have definitely liked each other more on their first date.
Yeah.
Like with the food and the basketball game and stuff. Like I think that could have been a little bit more.
Yeah, and then that like him like making food for her in like some moment of like, oh wow, this is really great. Here comes the weird shit, rather than going straight there, because I don't know,
you can't touch a masterpiece that's already been written so beautifully in stone. But you know, this all comes to a head where day 10 strikes and they both are on their deadlines, where I thought it was really smart, and maybe it's not as smart as it looks, but maybe you as a writer can give me a little insight. I thought the way that all of this was revealed and like the way the bets were made, like on his end, and the way that like the cronies outed him accidentally, and then her boss was like, oh, that's my writer Andy, you should hear about this piece she's doing right now, some schmuck she's dating, and like doesn't realize she's talking to the guy. Like, I thought that whole fun, we're at a big party and can't like get to each other, but secrets are being revealed. Like, I just had so much fun in games
that was fun.
That dinner gala event.
I would say I really liked everything after the hour and 13, because like that's when everything started to soften
going
for me.
Downhill,
and I was just like, oh, okay, this is great. Like it softened, as in their personalities towards each other started to warm up to each other.
Ooh, and then how about that line after they do the You're So Vain song up on stage, and then they run outside, they're on the steps of the Met Gala, and the yellow dress.
Yeah, it's a good dress.
Iconic.
I could spot
the yellow
dress
with the matching canary diamond.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
So that dress
so good
lives in my head rent free.
Yeah.
But when he's like, oh, Andy, you wanted to learn how to do it, lose a guy in 10 days. Well, congratulations.
You lost him.
You just lost him. And you're like, ooh, that fucking, ooh, what a sizzler. And she goes, well, I can't lose something I never had. Oh.
Yeah.
Because guess what, bitch? You played me too. Let's not forget.
Let's not forget.
You fucking played me too.
Let's not forget.
Also, what the fuck was going on with that diamond woman's hair? That yeah. red
it was
just hair.
A, it was like a red cap.
But
yeah,
why
I didn't know
was it boa feathers?
Yeah, because she's a billionaire, and billionaires are weird. This is what we need to fucking get back to. This is the fucking billionaire eccentric like shit that we need to get back to. We're just like, make fun of these guys. Yeah. Stop like celebrating them. But yeah, so this is you saying, oh, what's going on with her hair? I'm like, she's a billionaire. That's what they are.
She's just crazy, fucking kooky. Crazy. She thinks she can start a trend and do whatever she wants.
Yeah, yeah. You can't, that was wild. You can't do that.
So they sing their song. Mm-hmm. They split apart,
yeah.
And then what goes down is Andy writes her article about how it was supposed to be how to lose a guy in 10 days, but I ended up falling for someone. And, you know, she had sort of realized and admitted this when she was talking to his boss when he was trying to check out to see if he'd won the bet. And she's like, I've only known him for 10 days. I couldn't possibly. And that's correct. You can't fall in love in 10 days. You can fall in limerence.
You can fall in limerence.
You know we love that word on this podcast.
Yep.
You can't fall in love in 10 days, I don't think.
Yeah, no.
That's why those Love is Blind shows are great.
Yeah.
Because everyone's like, oh my God, they really do love each other. They're perfect for each other. No, bitch.
No. Mm-hmm.
You got to, what builds love is time and hard times. Mm. I think the longer you're with someone and the more stuff you go through together, I think that's what builds true love and lasting love.
Yeah.
Mm. As someone who's been in love so many times.
Wow.
Professionally.
Wow. Professional.
But then what happens, of course, homeboy gets his job. He wins his bet or whatever. He gets the diamond clients. And then he reads Andy's article, goes to chase her down to be like, is this true,
Andy? Is this true?
And they're like, she took off to Washington. She's got a job. And he's like, I'm going to hop on my motorcycle.
And find her.
Find her on the Brooklyn Bridge.
Find her on the Brooklyn Bridge because she's in a taxi cab. I'm looking at every taxi cab from here to the fucking JFK.
Matthew McConaughey really said, hey, director, come here.
Come here.
I got a bike.
I got a bike and it's about, I know how to ride.
I mean, we could take it. Let's start with me coming in on a bike.
Listen.
Let me do it.
I got me a helmet. And that helmet comes up full face.
Full face.
Full face.
You know, most of them connect under the chin.
Not mine. Mine goes all the way
full
back.
Full face. Well, he got the most use. I wonder if he was like, could we write off a bike?
Yeah. Can we write off my bike?
Can I have that bike?
Can I have that?
It's basically mine. I dented her in. But man, that boy rides a motorcycle a lot.
Yeah. He's on it all the time. And it's not even like the cool type of bike.
No,
it's like
no one in New York City rides a country hog Harley Davidson.
That was definitely his Texas motorcycle.
Yeah, he brought that. He drove that to set.
He drove that to set. And yeah. But what is Matthew McConaughey's story? Didn't he like get discovered at a gas station or some shit like that?
And then
he got on. No. I might be thinking of
Channing Tatum.
No.
Brad Pitt.
No.
Just keep naming hot guys.
Keep going.
Elba.
Keanu Reeves. I might be thinking of Keanu Reeves. Oh, wow.
That's also, I believe it tracks. Too.
Dazed and Confused, right? Or are they
He's
both?
Dazed and Confused. Wait, I don't know about Keanu, but Matthew McConaughey.
So it is Matthew McConaughey. Yeah.
Keanu Reeves is also in.
Really?
Isn't he?
Is he not?
I don't remember.
I know Matthew McConaughey is.
Yeah, because I think that was his breakout role.
All right.
Yeah. He's Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah. And I listened to like a quarter of his book and it was, I think
What's he
had a tough.
What's he got to say?
No, it is Matthew McConaughey, not Keanu Reeves.
Oh.
Sorry. Yeah. But yeah, that's, he got discovered. He was just like, you got a good look.
Yeah.
He was one of those. And then he wound up being the greatest actor of all time.
He does look, he looks unique.
Yeah, he does.
Nobody looks like him.
Yeah.
He's a funky looking hot guy.
Have you seen True Detective season one?
Yeah.
I've heard this new season with Jodie Foster slaps.
Yeah, it's great.
I have not started it.
It fucking slaps.
Yeah. We can't stop talking in that.
We can't stop talking.
You, that's why when I go home for Christmas, I'm coming back like straight up like this. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Do we have any fun facts?
Let's see. There were an estimated of $14 million worth of jewels lent to the film.
Oh, wow.
Why?
Lent to the film.
Was that actually a
because
jewelry
Because they lend that shit to fucking celebrities all the time. Did you see that one diamond that fucking Margot Robbie was wearing?
No.
For the Barbie.
Yeah. That was crazy.
I think it was for the
would
Golden
be
Globes.
Nervous to take a piss with that thing on.
That shit was I'm gonna fucking send it to you.
Screenshot it to me, please.
Yeah.
What else?
Much of the scene where Andy crashes Ben's boys' night was improvised. Kate Hudson had the idea to toss the platter of veggies at the guys seated at the poker table. The director knew she was going to do this, but the actors in the scene were truly surprised.
I believed it. Wow. I specifically remembered her ramping up to be crazy. And I was like, what's she going to do with that plate? Yeah. And then she threw all the carrots and stuff. And I was like, LOL.
LOL.
That was a good surprise.
Yeah.
It felt real.
It was the Critics' Choice Awards, oh. And it's a $100 million diamond ring.
No, why do those even exist?
$10 million ring, sorry.
Speaking of the motorcycle used by Matthew McConaughey is a Triumph Bonneville.
Oh my God, yeah. My dad had that.
Yeah, Triumph.
I'm so glad you know what that is.
Triumph's a Triumph. Good bike.
Yeah, they're cool. My dad rode a Triumph around Paris.
Oh.
Yeah, right? I'm just like, you must have been feeling so fucking cool. It's like,
wait, what is exciting about that kind of motorcycle? Is it like a particular kind?
No,
is it
like just hot.
No, it's oh, just okay. Like, yeah, it's yeah, just like it's your just old, like hipster
classic.
Classic.
Classic. Gwyneth Paltrow was originally going to star, but had to drop out due to other commitments and was replaced with Kate Hudson.
This is going to be really stupid, but would that have been better?
No.
No.
Shit.
She's an actress.
She's a highbrow.
Yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow is also chill as fuck.
Silly. I don't think she could be silly, high
energy,
hot.
Chill?
Yeah. Even
she's
though
she's not chill.
Do you know how much that bitch is probably microdosing?
From what I've heard, she's a very chill person.
Yeah, I think she's she's like probably enlightened.
Yeah.
And I mean that in the most unironic way.
And I feel like people think that she's stuffy off of like the Goop shit.
Oh no.
And all that stuff.
And the trial. That's what I think. When I think Gwyneth, I think Goop.
No,
and trial.
I think she was mean mugging that whole thing because she knew how fucking stupid
you know how
it was.
Dumb it is. And that's where like she's very self-aware about the Goop stuff where she's just like, this is weird.
But like the whole point
I know
of
that
Goop
I'm being weird.
Is that it's weird.
Yeah.
Like,
it's just like, I just want to try things. That's like her whole shit. And then even with her going to, at the end of the trial, going up to the guy and being like, she's like, I'm so sorry. Or like, I'm wishing, I wish you the best or I wish you well.
I think
and
she
all that
genuinely
stuff.
Was like,
just like, I'm so sorry that this had to happen, but I don't like fucking care.
Yeah.
Like you have more problems than this.
Yeah. I don't. Like,
I think she would have. I think she would have made this into a different kind of movie.
I think it would have been a different movie.
It could have been more hot, like you said, a little highbrow.
Yeah,
and I don't want that.
Yeah,
I want fucking silly, stupid hot.
Yeah, I also think it would have shifted her career a little bit.
Uh huh.
I think she would have. I think because she has kept the mystique of like, wow, look at this tall, kind of slender woman that's like so kind of flowy. Ooh, oh my God, she's.
Royal like, Tannenbaum, but she's like artiste.
Yeah, she's like an artiste a little bit. And then I think if she got this role early enough to where it's just like, I think I need to be my silly self.
Yeah.
No, she couldn't have.
I think she would have been silly and then people would have been like, oh, we can keep casting her in silly
shit. Her cheekbones are too tight to be silly. Like she needs to be in harsher lighting and like more like.
Yeah.
What do you think of when you think of Gwyneth Paltrow? What movies are you thinking of? Because I'm thinking of like The Politician, that show.
Oh.
Or like Glee.
Glee with Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yeah, she was in it.
I didn't even know.
She was doing a favor to somebody. Had to have been.
Glee gets crazy people. Sarah Jessica Parker, Idina Menzel.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Who else? I mean, truly.
I can't wait for the
John
movie.
Stamos.
Yeah.
Like crazy guest stars.
That's weird.
Unfortunately, I really do only think of her in the Iron Man movies. To where she is like the stern.
What's the one on Netflix? The Politician.
Yeah.
That one I loved. I was like, oh, she was born for that role. I could see her in like a fucking Hunger Games movie next.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't believe she hasn't been in like Divergent.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think of her as like as much more serious.
Yeah.
Or just like much more like not even serious, but like stuffier, just like
she
went up.
She's in theater. She's not an actor. Yeah, she's a theater.
Definitely.
Theater
is she a nipple baby?
She
gives that. Yeah.
Okay, well now is the time in the show where we have to decide, is this movie a guilty pleasure, a pleasure, or just plain guilty? Rainey, why don't you start us off?
Yeah, because this is your movie.
Yeah,
we love
you
this
picked
shit.
It.
I honestly, Garrick, you swayed me.
Oh, really? There it is.
Yeah,
okay.
I think going into this, I would have said pleasure, full pleasure. Love this movie. So fun. Thoroughly enjoyed. I do agree that it could have been that the jokes. I just feel like if you're not obsessed with Kate Hudson and Matthew McConaughey, it's like to me some of that like slapstick. I can see how it would read kind of dumb and annoying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think I just like love them so much that I'm just like, I'll watch them read the phone book. Like, I don't care. Like, I just want to see them. Like do little jokes.
Yeah.
So I think a solid guilty pleasure, but I definitely think you should watch it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, no, solid guilty pleasure. Mm, like, yeah. straight down the line. Yeah. Like, this is not a bad movie at all. If you are a man sitting down with your partner watching this movie, you will, like, definitely look over and be like, fuck, please, just don't do any of this stuff.
Because, fucking stay chill.
Yeah. And then there's also, like, the hugest plot hole of, like, writing this. And Morgan Murphy, the stand-up comedian, got this, like, in her first special, like, nail on the head. If you're trying to lose a guy in 10 days, shit on the floor. Like, it's such a good joke. Just, there's so many fucking things that'll just be like, all right, here are things that you don't do. And it's just like, yeah, shit on the floor. Don't do
That's
all of that stuff.
That's one thing you don't do.
Yeah, don't.
You can call his, like, mom. You can talk about your exes. You don't shit on the floor.
Don't shit on the floor. There's like, of course, there are like the things that you're like, of course, there are things that you would say are a given.
Yeah.
But I think some of the things that she was already doing were a little bit crossing the line.
Cringe.
Yeah. A little cringy, a little. Yeah. I do think that this could do a remake of this could do really well.
Ooh.
Because there are a lot of really specific things that you can do to a guy now.
Ooh, like. Go through his phone.
Go through his phone.
Go like all of his pictures.
Like all of his pictures. Yeah, so many like really subtle things nowadays where it's just like, all right, this is weird.
Crazy.
This is wild.
You reminded me of the most insane thing I ever heard on like one of those confessions podcasts where, sorry, this has nothing to do with anything about this movie, but a girl had a one-night stand at a guy's house that she really fucking liked. Was like the next morning, he went to go take a shower and she was like, I had to fart
so bad,
but she didn't want him to hear it. Mm-hmm. So she's like, I took down my like pants and underwear. She had to fart so bad. So she like crouched down like on the side of his bed and she was like, I was still nervous. Like I was making it so that only my asshole was had nothing to block it. And she's like, I was still worried. So I like spread my cheeks. So she has no pants on. She's Winnie Pooing it at this guy's edge of his bed, spreading her ass cheeks open. And she tries to fart. And he comes out of the shower and she shits on his floor. Jesus.
Shit on the floor. That's how you lose a guy.
That is one thing that you can never come back from.
No, you can't come back from it.
You can't even explain.
Yeah.
You just get your stuff and go. It's just like, I'll go. Walk home with no pants on.
I'll go.
I'm so sorry.
This is like my first foyer into like hookup culture at like 24. I think this might be one of the crazier things. This
you shit on the floor?
No. I was messing around with a girl and this was like our second, you know, like one night stand type of thing.
It was your two night stand.
Two night stands or second night stand. And then she was just like, hey, if you want to go home, you can. And so it's totally fine. And then I was like, no, it's all right. It's all good. And then I just spent I feel, and then she didn't like this was, it was like several other like days, several days later. And I was like, why isn't this person hit me up or anything like that? And I see them, I saw them all the time. And because this was like the second time I'd slept over because of the first one. And then the second one was just like, hey, you can like leave if you want to. And like, I didn't know, I didn't take the hint.
That was code.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, you know, I'm like, she's not going to tell a guy to leave.
No, you know what else I bet that was? She probably had to shit.
Maybe.
And she was like, you should go now.
Yeah, maybe.
And you were like, no, I'll stay.
I'll stay.
And she couldn't poop for 12 plus hours.
12 plus hours. Yeah, I'm a fucking...
And you should call her and apologize.
I really like, I feel like 10 years later, I should be like, hey.
Hey, if you had to shit and I was there,
I have been playing this back in my mind for a while now.
I can't move on.
And I am so sorry I didn't just leave.
That you heard, just send her this podcast, honestly.
Yeah.
Just send it to her in a message with the timestamp.
Yeah, it's just like, hey, listen from here.
Obviously, I'm giving this a full send GP. This is one of my favorite rom-coms. It's a feel good. I'll watch it every time it plays in a hotel that's not making me force sign into Netflix.
Yeah.
I think it's also a really fun. I was listening to an interview with them on the way over here that said something about like every Valentine's Day, they get like a huge bump in residual checks for this because it's like a favorite of either Galentine's or girls watching with their partners or whatever. But I just love the idea that this has stood the test of time for 20 plus years now.
That's amazing.
So I definitely recommend you should watch it. Yeah. It's a feel good.
Isn't it amazing that people get residuals?
Yeah, it's nice.
Aww, okay. Another day. See, kids, what a residual is. Just kidding. Okay. Zach, see, this is what happens when you leave town. Hope you liked it,
hope
Debbie.
Hope you liked it. Do you have any pleasures?
Yeah.
Oh, my pleasures. Are you kidding? I've been reading my fucking titties off lately.
Oh, wow.
And right
what
now.
What is this? What's going on? I feel like everybody started reading
talk.
This year.
Yeah. Book talk. I'm telling you, book talk got me back into reading. Because I just, I'd so much rather read than hang out with people. Oh, I would rather read than hang out with people so bad.
Okay.
I am currently reading The Bandit Queen, which is about a group of women in India who decide to start murdering their husbands to get back their power.
Fuck yes.
Yeah, it's very good. So that's my pleasure.
Fuck yes. I got three?
Oh,
maybe.
Drop them.
Okay, so Chip Zdarsky's run of Daredevil is phenomenal writing. Okay. It is a comic book. Sorry about that.
No, I love it. It is
a comic. Also a comic, but also turned into an anime. There's one called Solo Leveling. That's very, very good. I read through that. That was like I was reading so much on my phone. Sequoia was like, what are you doing on your phone? I was like, I'm literally just reading this Korean webcomic, and I cannot put it down.
Wow.
It's very good.
Send
it to
me.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
It was really hard to put down. And it's like action-y, but I'm very excited for people to watch the anime all the way through. And then third, last but not least, there is a game out right now called Helldivers 2.
Oh.
And it is probably my favorite thing that has come out in the last 5 years.
What?
Because of the camaraderie alone that
mean?
Comes with. Okay. So it's a game that is a live service, and it's PlayStation 5, PC, and it is like Starship Troopers, the game.
Okay.
And it is you and a squad of like four people or whatever are fighting against like either these giant alien bugs or these AI type Terminator type things.
Classic.
But it is you against all of them. So it is the entire player base versus this like incoming wave of like war and all that stuff. And so all, I guess right now it's like 350,000 people are fighting against these things back. And it's so fun. It is so, and there's like little silly like games that you have to do and objectives you have to take on. And then it's also, it looks really good and it's very cinematic.
Are you like going to do that tonight? Is that like what you look for?
Yeah, I'm literally running back home to get back on because and it is also like extremely patriotic. So I'm like, I got to go back home
Makes
and fight
you
for
think
liberty.
America is all right.
You got to go home
and fight for your country.
Yeah, I got to fight for my country. Yeah. It's for democracy, all that stuff. It's so fun.
What's it called? Helldivers 2?
Helldivers 2.
All right. Rainey, what you got?
Okay, this one is very trite. I'm sure most people have seen it, but I have just started watching Fleabag.
Oh, yeah, girl. Yeah. Welcome.
So good.
Welcome.
Yeah. If you haven't seen it, so essentially I thought that it was like a thinky piece. Like I thought it was going to be like serious and I was going to have to really pay attention.
Oh, no.
It's so fun. It's like so fun. You immediately care about the characters. Yeah. It's so like funny and interesting.
Yeah.
And you make Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
When I saw the pilot.
Yeah.
And then I watched all of it like in one sitting.
Yeah.
It's
that's like my
binger.
I think it was my first real binge.
Yeah.
Because her timing I think is perfect.
Yeah.
There is no perfect. Nobody has better timing than she does.
Yeah.
The, like all of the looks to the camera and the glances, like and people like do put up clips of like The Office and whatnot, Jim looking in the camera. I don't think that they even hold a candle her in this fucking movie. And this I called it a movie because I watched it.
Might as well be. I'd watch it.
But it's like insane how funny and good that is. And then the second season is even better.
I've heard the second season. Yeah. And she's one of those people who is like, I'm like just now realizing. I just think that that's her.
Yeah.
Like,
it
Fleabag
is
her.
It is.
Yeah. It is. That's
it's got to be.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, either she's a great actress or that's just her.
I don't know
story.
Because, like, she had been doing this one woman show for a while before this came out. But, like, her run on, her writing Killing Eve.
Right.
It's a very different thing,
but
just funny and very, very, very good.
Wasn't she supposed to star in
Mr. and Mrs. Smith? Yeah.
I'm distracted by that because I'm also watching that, which I'm loving. But
I kind of wish it was her.
It's really good.
Kind of wish it was her.
But
I think Maya Erskine does an amazing job. But I'm sort of just like, what if it was her? Just because I'm watching both of them in tandem.
Yeah.
Not to say Maya Erskine's not.
I think it would have made it a very different thing.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, I think it would have. It would have made it very different. I don't know if it would have been worse, but.
It might have been worse.
Yeah, I like Maya Erskine a lot, and I think that she should and absolutely deserves to blow up after
she's
this.
Gonna
oh
blow
yeah.
Up
yeah, 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 yeah.
All right, well, that's all we have for this week. Let us know what you think below about How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Do you love it? Do you hate it? Do you believe Matthew McConaughey and Kate Hudson were actually in love? That's until next time. I'm Kelsey Adair on all the things.
I'm Garrick Bernard on all the things.
Rainy, you say yours.
It's Rainy Toll on Instagram and Rainy Toll on everything else.
Oh, and until next time, baby. Bullshit. Bullshit?
Bullshit.
Bullshit.